Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. I thought last night's NBA playoff games were the best games of the entire playoff season so far. The Joker showed why he's such a badass in game one of the Western Conference semi. And he got the ball to Aaron Gordon when it mattered. Gordon daggers a three with 2.8 seconds left, supporting the Joker's 42.22 board effort and giving the Nuggets the stunner, 121-119, the comeback win over the top-seeded Thunder in Oak City. What a finish. Think about this. They won a title a couple of seasons ago. Gordon said, we just didn't want to miss the moment, didn't want to miss the opportunity. We knew that if we waited, it might be too late. I'm glad we showed our mettle, our grit, but we're not satisfied. It was Gordon's second game winner of the playoffs. Remember the dunk that he had on the last second Joker air ball that lifted the Nuggets past the Clippers in game four of their first round series? That was crazy. This was crazy. I mean, he did so much more than hit the deciding shot. Aaron's going to be a hero again, the interim coach Dave Adelman said, but I'm also looking at 14 rebounds. I'm looking at 22 points, looking at ball handling, responsibilities, leadership. He is a Denver Nugget man. Like, he is the soul of our team. So cool to see him have two moments that no one will forget. The Joker became just the fourth player to have at least 40 and 20 and 5 dimes in a playoff game. Brody, Russell Westbrook, who started his career with Oak City, assisted on Gordon's game winner. It was his first playoff game in Oak City as an opposing player. Jamal Murray had 21 for the fourth-seeded Nuggets, who stole the opener after closing out the seven-game set against the Clippers on Saturday. Denver's opportunity came after Abe Lincoln, Chet Holmgren missed two free throws with the Thunder leading by a point. Shai Gilgeous, of course, who's going for the MVP, had 33, 10, and 8 for Oak City. They hadn't played in a week after sweeping Memphis, so I guess it all caught up to him. Caruso added 20, 6 assists, and 5 steals. Joker picked up 3 fouls during a 2-minute stretch in the third. He had just 1 foul in the first half. He stayed in the game with the Thunder, leading 73-64. The Nuggets closed the gap to 90-85 by the end of the third. With the Thunder leading 104-95 with just under 7 left, Joker elbowed Lou Dort in the head on a drive, and the play was reviewed. It was ruled a flagrant one on Joker's fifth, and Dort made the free throws. Denver spent the rest of the game closing the gap, and Joker never picked up another foul at 6 that would have got him tossed. The Thunder helped Denver by fouling intentionally while leading, and the Nuggets took advantage of it, making all 4 free throws in the final 12.9 seconds. Dagno, their coach, the Thunder, said he didn't regret the strategy that ultimately kept the Nuggets in the game. Dagno said, it didn't go our way tonight, but it's worked out well for us in the past. We'll continue to look at it and learn from it, but I don't think that's why we lost the game. Oak City led 113-102 with 4.5 left. The Thunder couldn't close it out, and they fell apart against the Nuggets. Adelman said, I never felt like anybody wavered, and that doesn't mean you're going to win the game, but we all know in the NBA playoffs, these games are so long. You just try to give yourself a chance. We did that. Unbelievable performance by the Nuggets, and they win it by a bucket in OKC at the Paycom. Check out. Ooh. The other games, the one that really got me off, though, Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby each had 29 before Mikal Bridges stole the ball from Jaylen Brown with a second left in overtime on an inbounds play. And the Knicks stunned Boston 108-105 in game one of their series Monday night in overtime at the Garden. Cat added 14 and 13 for the Knicks, which lost all four games to the Celtics during the regular season and trailed by 20 in the second half of this game. Brunson said, "We told each other, just keep believing, just keep fighting, sticking together, keep chipping away. There wasn't going to be a 20-point shot." Tatum and Brown both had 23 for the Celtics, who had an NBA playoff record 45 missed three-pointers to blow a game. They had total control of. Derek White added 19 and 11 rebounds. Brown said, in those spots where they have momentum, we can't just fire up threes. I felt like we just settled in the second half a lot for threes. Drew Holiday returned to the starting lineup. He had been out with a hammy. He finished with 16 in 39 minutes. Porzingis played only 13 minutes, didn't return after halftime because of an illness. Game two is going to be Wednesday night. Mazzulla said losing Porzingis hurt him. He said, obviously, it impacts the game with the ability on both ends of the floor. He's got that ability. It's no excuse. We had plenty of opportunities. Hopefully, he's ready for game two. The Knicks struck first in overtime, taking a 106-100 edge with a three-point play by Anunoby, followed by a three-pointer from Bridges. Brown connected on a three on the wing with just over a minute left. His only Megan 10 attempts from deep to cut it to 108-105. It stayed that way when Josh Hart misfired on a deep three. Tatum missed a jumper, but the Celtics were able to get the rebound after a foul on Towns. Boston called timeout with 3 seconds left on the clock, but Bridges ripped the inbounds pass away from Brown to steal the win for the Knicks. The Celtics finished 15 for 60 on threes. Of the 49 shots the Celtics took in the second half and overtime, 37 of them were threes. They connected on only 10 of them. Boston led 75-55 midway through the third, but New York cut it to 84-75 entering the fourth thanks to a 20-9 run. And then the Knicks just kept going and going. They eventually tied it at 86 on a steal and a dunk by OG. Three ties, three lead changes later, New York led 97-95 with the Celtics pushed the ball ahead and swung it to White in the corner for a three to put Boston back in front with 2:15 left. A three by OG put New York in front by two, but it was answered on the other end by Holiday's layup to tie it again. It was unbelievable, that game. The Knicks got it done in Boston. They can't beat them the entire season, and then they beat them in game one in overtime, coming back from 20 down midway through the third. That is absolutely nuts. Here's the deal for tonight. Game two, Pacers and Cavs, 7 o'clock on TNT. In the land, at the Rocket, Cleveland's laying 8.5. They laid 9.5 in game one and lost. 9:30 the nightcap on TNT. It's game one of the Western Semis at the Target Center in Minneapolis. It's the Dubs, the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, against the Minnesota Timberwolves and Ann Edwards. Let's talk about the hockey. William Nylander got the Leafs off to a fast start in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nylander scored twice in the first period. He added an assist. Toronto built a huge lead. They were up 4-1. They held on to beat the Panthers 5-4 Monday night at the Scotiabank. Matty Nyes and Chris Tanev each had a goal and an assist. Morgan Riley also scored for the Leafs. Pacioretty and McCabe each had two assists. Nylander said, "We've been in tight games throughout the season. We dug in and tried to bear down. Stolar stopped 8 of 9 shots. He had to leave the game. He took an elbow to the head from Sam Bennett, who was not penalized. Then the guy, they think he had a concussion. He started vomiting on the sideline by the bench. Berube, their coach, said, elbow to the head, clear as day. I get it, they missed calls, but it's clearly a penalty." So Joe Woll came in, stopped 17 shots, got it done. Seth Jones, Luis Dorainen, Belinkis, Bennett scored for the Panthers. Marchand and Verhaeghe each had a couple of assists. Bobrovsky stopped 24 shots. Game two is Wednesday night back in Toronto before they shift to Sunrise in South Florida for games 3 and 4. Couple of games tonight. Game one at the Capital One in D.C. It's the Canes and Caps of the Eastern Semis. Carolina favored minus 1.25, 7 o'clock on ESPN. 9:30, the nightcap Oilers in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena in Sin City, Omega, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. It's the Oilers at night, so Vegas is favored -135 in game one. All right, let's look at baseball from last night. Freddie Freeman hit one. Otani hit one. Dodgers 7-4 over the Marlins. Boom, I hit it. Padres 4-3 over the Yankees. They were down 3-0 in the eighth. Williams melted down. They couldn't get it done. San Diego wins it 4-3. Boom, I hit it. Braves 4-0 over the Reds in Hot Town. Smith-Shawver got the win for Atlanta. Got that wrong, that game. Royals 3-0 over the White Sox at the K. Boom, I hit it. Ronald Reagan's the winner. Brewers 5-1 over the Astros. Boom, I hit it in Milwaukee. Cubs 9-2 over the Giants. Oil Can Boyd, boom, I hit it. He got the W. Cards 6-3 over the Pirates at Busch Beer. Boom, I hit it. Mets 5-4. Canning getting involved. He's 5-1 now. They beat the Snakes 5-4 in the desert. Boom, I hit it. Lost the A's with a walk-off win in 11 over Seattle. So I got every game right but two. The Guards and Nats were postponed. So what they're going to do is they're going to play two today. So here's the schedule. 3:35, game one, Guards and Nats in D.C., Ortiz against Irvin. Then they're going to play after that one, game two, at 7:30. So day-night doubleheader, Guards and Nats again. And it's going to be, don't call me Blake Lively, against the Lord. The Lord will be pitching. Go figure, the same day they're going to start the conclave, the Lord's pitching. 6:40, Dodgers and Marlins in Miami, Gonsolin and our guy Cal Quantrill. 6:45, Rangers and Red Sox at Fenway, Uvalde and Giolito. 7:05, Phillies and Rays at Steinbrenner. Wheeler against Rasmussen there. 7:05, Padres and Yankees in the Bronx. Michael, who would be king, against Schmidt. 7:15, Reds and Braves in Atlanta. Abbott and Costello against, there's always a sale. And then 7:40, Orioles and Twins in Minneapolis. Don't call me Maury Povich against Lopez. 7:40, White Sox and Royals at the K. Sean Burke, the former goalie, against Lugo. 7:40, Astros and Brewers in Milwaukee. Wisniewski against Patrick. 7:40, Giants and Cubs at Wrigley. Verlander against Diarrhea. 7:45, Pirates and Cardinals at Busch Beer. Skeens and Libertore. 8:40, Tigers and Rockies at Coors. Job against Dolander. 9:38, Jays and Angels in Anaheim. Anderson for the Angels, nobody yet for the Jays. 9:40, Mets and D-backs in the desert. Peterson against Gallon of Milk. And then at 10:05 in Sacktown, Seattle and the A's. Hancock against Springswater. There's all your baseball for Tuesday. The New York Islanders won the draft lottery. They'll get the top pick in the NHL draft. And the Ravens cut kicker Justin Tucker, with all of his problems with massage parlors and 16 accusations of sexual assault. You're good to go on a Tuesday. I'm live at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM Channel 159 at Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. Why not? Everybody's doing it because everybody's making money with our picks because they're so kick-ass. Pharrell and the Profit app, making people fat stacks every day, 7 days a week. Make sure you watch Profit Plays for all the picks every day, 7 days a week. And watch all the other great content like Jim Florentine comedy specials. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnABench.com. I'll see you at 3 today on C2C. And plus, you get that Inter and Barcelona leg 2 in Milan. Remember, 3-3 in game 1. So this game today at 3 on Paramount Plus is going to be huge. Check out.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.